Blessed Anna Kolesarova was a farm girl born on July the 14th, 1928, in the village of Vysoka Naduhom in East Slovakia. Not far from the Ukrainian border, in what was then the eastern edge of Czechoslovakia, today Slovakia. Like Poland, Czechoslovakia had recovered its independence for only about a decade, but many Slovaks still felt second-class citizens in that multinational state. Anna was born into a deeply religious farming family and had lost her mother when she was only 10 years of age. Her childhood ended prematurely and she took on the household responsibilities of her mother, taking care of her father and her older brother. Although there was no time for childish games, there was still time for God. She would always go to mass with her friends in the evenings. Both the Eucharist and prayer strengthened her soul, preparing her unknowingly for her final encounter with the Lord. The year 1944 came around, and the terror of the Second World War disturbed a simple and happy village life. For Czechoslovakia, World War II began early. Hitler first annexed the Sudetenland in 1938. The Czech lands were occupied in March of 1939, while Slovakia, normally independent, was a German client. In November of 1944, as the war drew toward an end, Soviet troops arrived in Vysoka nad Uhom to liberate the area. Many families would hide in cellars to avoid the fighting, aware of the moral reputation of the new Soviet occupiers. Anna and her family hid themselves in the basement below their kitchen. A Soviet soldier suddenly broke into their home and began a house search. As he was about to leave the house, he discovered the family's hiding place. Anna's father, believing that the young man needed help, asked Anna to go and give him something to eat. Anna, obedient yet fearful, left the basement. She was dressed in black clothing. The local woman explained that most women dressed in dark colors at the time, so as to not draw the attention of the soldiers, who were notorious for their shameful behavior. In a biography, we read, "The soldiers came to free this place, yet they behaved like beasts while seeking out their enemy." Despite her modesty, the soldier eyed the lovely young girl. His brutal passion fired up, and he began to use obscene language and abuse her. The young girl defended herself. The soldier threatened to kill her if she was not willing to give in to his impure desires. "Give in or die right now," he said. The soldier ordered her to submit to him or be shot. She refused, even though he said he would shoot her in front of her father's eyes, which he did. She cried out to her father as she was murdered. "Goodbye, Jesus, Mary, Joseph," were her last words. She was murdered before her father's eyes on November the 22nd, 1944. Because she firmly defended her physical integrity and the virtue of chastity, she preferred to die rather than betray true love. "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God," said the Lord at the Sermon on the Mount. And Anna did see God. She now contemplates Him face to face in paradise. Anna had no doubts. Her heart was firmly rooted in her parents' teaching about placing God above all else. So she did not fear to give her life to Jesus in order to defend the precious gift of chastity. She became, as the testimony of a parish priest states, a victim of holy chastity. Her faith gave her the strength and courage to accept martyrdom without hesitation. She had found a treasure and preferred to give up her life rather than sin. May her example help us to rediscover the importance of prayer, the beauty of love, and the value of purity. Blessed Anna Kolesarova, pray for us.